Next one is me and Andy. We're going to do this together. Let me introduce the piece I'm going to present, which is called "Chuge: Song of Chu." This piece is from a Ming Dynasty Qing book that I dapu from. Oh, Shi Yu Tang Qing Tong is edited in 1525. And this piece is based on the real real history of the overlord of Western Chu, Xiang Yu, who was defeated by Liu Bang in the Battle of Gaixia. After this battle, Liu Bang established the Han Dynasty. Xiang Yu was from a royal family of the Chu state in the Zhou Dynasty. When he was about 6 or 7 years old, he saw the first emperor of Qin Shi Huang, and said to his uncle that he can replace Qin Shi Huang. That showed how ambitious Xiang Yu was, even when he was very young. And Xiang Yu was about 6 feet tall with unusual physical strength. He was brave and skillful in warfare and won many battles. And he claimed himself the overlord of Western Chu, Xi Chu Ba Wang. He was also very faithful to his wife, Yu Ji. Unlike Xiang Yu, Liu Bang was born into a poor family and he was not constrained by the complacency and the principle of aristocratic status. At the Battle of Gaixia, Liu Bang ordered his troops to sing folk songs from the Chu region to create a false impression that Xiang Yu's native land has been conquered by Han forces. This caused Xiang Yu's troops to desert in despair. Xiang Yu sank into a state of depression, and he composed the Song of Gaixia. His wife, Consort Yu, committed suicide. With only a few hundred of his soldiers remaining following Xiang Yu to continue fighting, they got lost at Yingling and couldn't find their way out. Xiang Yu retreated to the bank of the Wu River, and the ferryman at the fort prepared a boat for him to cross the river, strongly encouraging him to do so because Xiang Yu still had the support of the people from his homeland in south. Xiang Yu said that he was too ashamed to return home and face his people, because none of the first 8,000 men from Jiangdong who followed him on his conquest survived. He refused to cross and ordered his remaining men to dismount, asking the ferryman to take his war horse, Zhui, back home. The horse has a name called Zhui, back home. And then Xiang Yu killed himself. This Qin song has 10 sections. Each section has a title. So many thanks to Andrea. So you will hear section by section, his recitation first, followed by my playing. And in section 7, I will sing the Song of Gaixia. And in section 8, in the Qin playing, you will hear the sound of pulling out a sword, which indicates that Xiang Yu killed himself. And towards the end of section 9 is the sound of letting the war horse Zhui go. I hope by this way of presenting together with Andrea's recitation, you will get a better idea of how this piece is constructed.
Song of Chu, leaving Jiangdong with memories of my people. A decisive defeat at the Battle of Gaixia. At night, hearing the song of Chu, getting drunk in the camp. Tears flowing. 8,000 soldiers are scattered. Crying goodbye to my only love. Falling into a trap at Yinling. A ferryman moors a boat to the riverbank. I will not cross the river Wu.
Thank you.